Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Cosmopolitanism, Ethics in a World of Strangers by Kwame Anthony Appiah is a compact, influential argument for how people can live ethically amid deep cultural, religious, and political differences. Written for general readers, it addresses a defining problem of modern life. We are increasingly connected through migration, media, trade, and conflict, yet we often lack shared assumptions about what matters most. Appiah proposes cosmopolitanism as a practical moral orientation that combines two ideas, that every human life has value, and that people have the right to shape their own lives within diverse traditions. Rather than demanding uniformity, he defends dialogue, mutual curiosity, and respect for difference alongside concern for global suffering. The book engages debates about human rights, cultural practices, global inequality, and nationalism, while resisting simplistic slogans about tolerance. Its core message is that ethical life across borders is possible when we balance universal concern with a serious commitment to understanding how others find meaning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a moral stance with two commitments. Appiah frames cosmopolitanism as an ethic built on two complementary commitments. First is universal concern. Obligations extend beyond family, tribe, nation, or religion because every person matters. Second is respect for legitimate difference. People and communities can pursue varied conceptions of a good life, and moral seriousness requires taking those differences as more than mere obstacles. The strength of this framing is that it avoids two common dead ends. One is moral parochialism, where duties stop at the border and outsiders become abstractions. The other is a flattening universalism that treats cultural variety as a problem to be solved through uniform standards. Appiah argues that an ethical life in a globalized world needs both, a readiness to help strangers when their basic interests are threatened, and a humility about how many practices, identities, and values can fit within a decent human life. This approach helps readers make sense of contemporary dilemmas such as humanitarian intervention, asylum, global poverty, and disputes over cultural symbols. Cosmopolitanism here is less an identity label than a disciplined habit of mind, caring broadly while acknowledging that reasonable people can disagree about meaning, tradition, and priorities. Secondly, conversation as an ethical practice. A central tool of cosmopolitan ethics is conversation, not as a polite gesture, but as a way of living with disagreement without turning difference into enmity. Appiah emphasizes the value of engagement across lines of culture, religion, and politics, because understanding others is rarely achieved by distant judgment. Conversation does not require full agreement, and it does not assume that every belief will be reconciled. Instead, it treats communication as a pathway to reduce misunderstanding, recognize shared humanity, and sometimes revise one's own assumptions. This is crucial in a world where people encounter strangers through travel, immigration, workplaces, online communities, and global news. Appiah's account also makes room for limits. Dialogue is not a substitute for justice, and not every practice can be accepted. Yet he suggests that starting from curiosity rather than suspicion is often the best way to decide what should be tolerated, what should be criticized, and what should be opposed. Readers can translate this into practical habits, such as asking better questions, distinguishing between condemning harm and dismissing persons, and seeking local context before making sweeping moral claims. The broader point is that cosmopolitanism is sustained not primarily by institutions, but by everyday relational skills that keep pluralistic societies and international relations from hardening into permanent conflict. Thirdly, universality without cultural imperialism. Appiah explores how to defend universal moral claims while avoiding the arrogance of assuming one culture has the right to dictate to others. He is attentive to the history of empire and the ways humanitarian language can be used to justify domination. At the same time, he resists the idea that respect for cultures requires moral silence. The book invites readers to hold a nuanced position. Some values can be defended across contexts, but applying them responsibly demands attention to local meanings, constraints, and trade-offs. This perspective is especially relevant to debates around human rights, development, and international advocacy. Appiah suggests that moral persuasion works best when it is grounded in shared reasons, relationships, and an awareness that change often comes from within communities rather than being imposed from outside. He encourages skepticism towards simplistic binaries, such as Western versus non-Western, modern versus traditional, or civilized versus backward, because these categories can conceal the diversity within societies and the hybrid nature of many identities. The reader is left with a practical test for moral action. Aim to reduce suffering and protect agency, but do so with epistemic humility, listening, and an openness to learning. In that sense, universal concern becomes compatible with pluralism, and critique becomes more credible because it is paired with respect and a willingness to be corrected. Fourthly, identity, nationalism, and the ethics of belonging. The book addresses the powerful pull of national, ethnic, and religious identities, and it asks how these forms of belonging can coexist with obligations to outsiders. Appiah does not present cosmopolitanism as the elimination of local attachments. Instead, he treats attachments as normal and often valuable. People find meaning in communities, languages, histories, and shared practices. The ethical challenge is to prevent these loyalties from turning into exclusion, contempt, or indifference to the suffering of those beyond the group. This helps readers think about contemporary disputes over immigration, multiculturalism, and political polarization, where identity can become a weapon rather than a source of solidarity. Appiah's cosmopolitan stance reframes the question from who are we, to how should we treat those who are not us. It also complicates the assumption that national identity must be singular or pure. Many people live with mixed backgrounds and layered loyalties, and modern societies are increasingly shaped by such hybridity. By emphasizing the moral standing of strangers, Appiah challenges the notion that states or communities are ethically sufficient units of concern. Yet he also leaves room for patriotism that is compatible with justice, where love of one's country includes the desire for it to act decently toward others. The result is a more realistic ethic, one that accepts belonging while insisting on moral limits to tribal thinking. Lastly, tolerance, harm, and the boundaries of pluralism. A recurring tension in any pluralist ethic is deciding what differences should be tolerated and what must be opposed. Appiah treats tolerance as an important virtue, but not an absolute rule. The cosmopolitan goal is not to celebrate every practice, but to navigate disagreements without defaulting to coercion, humiliation, or moral panic. This leads to hard questions. When do cultural defenses mask injustice? When does intervention become disrespect or domination? How should societies respond to practices that constrain individual freedom or cause suffering? Appiah's approach encourages careful moral reasoning that distinguishes between disapproval and prohibition, between private choice and public harm, and between criticism aimed at practices versus contempt aimed at people. He also highlights the role of agency. Adults may choose lives that outsiders would not choose, and respecting persons sometimes means accepting choices one finds misguided, provided they do not involve serious harm or coercion. This way of thinking supports a pluralism that is principled rather than permissive. It helps readers evaluate debates about religious expression, gender norms, speech, and social policy with greater precision. The broader lesson is that cosmopolitan ethics is not softness or relativism. It is the discipline of making judgments while remaining open to dialogue, keeping human dignity at the center, and remembering that strangers are not problems to be solved, but people with stories, commitments, and aspirations. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a clear, philosophically grounded way to think about ethics in a globalized world, including students, policy-minded professionals, educators, and anyone navigating multicultural workplaces and communities. It is also useful for readers frustrated by debates that swing between moral absolutism and anything-goes relativism. Appiah can benefit a reader's life by offering a workable stance for everyday decisions, how to treat people with unfamiliar values, how to criticize without dehumanizing, and how to balance loyalty to home with responsibility to strangers. The emphasis on conversation and humility promotes better relationships, more accurate judgments, and a calmer approach to political disagreement. Compared with similar books that either focus narrowly on international institutions or argue abstractly about rights, this work stands out for its practical moral psychology and its refusal to reduce complex cultures to stereotypes. It provides a middle path that is both demanding and humane, care about distant others, but do not pretend you can understand or improve their lives without listening. As a purchase, it offers lasting value because it equips readers with a framework that applies across current events, travel, community conflict, and personal identity questions, remaining relevant as the world becomes even more interconnected. If you would like to support Kwame Anthony Appiah, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.